Hello and welcome to HD Movie Talk. I am your host, Deans Beans, and as always, I'm joined by the one, the only, the American, the TikToker, the guy who likes eating mango, Harlan Duffy. Hello.
Every bit of that was true. You don't have Trader Joe's, do you?
No, we have spoken about this. Yeah.
I didn't bring him to Trader Joe's when he was in town.
No, I never went to a Trader Joe's in America, and I'm never going back. We're keeping our relationship purely over Zoom from now on.
That's how it works out best that way.
So welcome back to another episode of this silly little thing. Today we are talking about did you see my energy just collapse in like mid-sentence? I just lost the oomph and I lost
here,
so
I'm, much energy. I'll help you out.
I didn't even want to finish the sentence. Go on.
So today we're going to be talking about Madam Web. But everybody online is talking about how bad this movie is. And don't get us wrong. We're going to be doing that as well. But what was it? 2 years ago? A year ago?
Yeah, it was April 2022.
April 2022. So almost 2 years ago, we laid out our concept of what a Sony Marvel Cinematic Universe phase would look like.
Yeah.
And we both rewatched the episode in preparation for today.
Mm-hmm.
And I still think there are some flaws, but I legitimately think it's better than anything Sony could do.
Oh, 100%. Like,
yeah, after seeing Madam Web, there's no way they can make something.
So we'll be coming up with ways that the Sony universe could improve, and like we'll be going through what our original idea was and how that can no longer happen in a few ways. But before we get to that, we will talk about Madam Web. But before we talk about Madam Web itself, I'd like to take us on just a quick tangent on I'm interested to know what your thoughts were going into this film. Were like, were you dreading it? Were you?
I was looking forward to it.
Uh huh.
I took an edible.
Yeah.
Because that's allowed here. And I was like, you know what? If I'm going to do this, I'm going to have a good time doing it. And I just like, when you're watching a movie while taking an edible, right?
Yeah.
You don't know if the dialogue is like atrocious or not sometimes.
Mm.
And I couldn't tell. And I'm like, was Dakota Johnson really as bad as I thought she was?
Yeah.
And she was.
She was.
But I love seeing Marvel movies.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to see everyone in the theaters no matter what.
Yeah.
And I always like to drag somebody along with me. And my roommate did not want to go.
Yeah.
But I'm like, dude, it's Friday. We're going to have fun. And he came with me and he didn't have a choice because I have a Spider-Man tattoo. So I had to punish somebody else to see this movie.
Yeah, you do have a cat on your sink at the moment. I was watching that in the background.
Get out. He's not thirsty. He has water. I'm not taking care of my cat. He's just weird.
I've seen you do horrible things to that cat.
No, you have not. You can't say that to me.
I have not. So I was weirdly really looking forward to this film.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a few reasons why. Number one, the reason, like talking about this film and like on the lead up to this film, I started like remembering the repressed trauma I had from Morbius. Like I was starting to remember what that experience was like for me. And there's a few things to point out. I think the main reason Morbius had like as big an effect on my psyche as it did was because trailers for that film were on in the cinema every single time I went for about like 10 months because they kept delaying the film.
For Madam Web?
For Morbius.
Oh, for Morbius, yeah. Okay.
Because they kept delaying the film, so I'd seen that trailer so many times. And I remember after filming the podcast about Morbius and after doing my YouTube review about Morbius, I was like, I'd never felt so like relaxed and just relieved in my life because it was like all this built up tension over 10 months had just been released. Mm-hmm. And with Madame Web, it was very different. I was like, this film, in leading up to it, I was, there's no way I'm going to like this less than Morbius. It's going to be bad. And every now and then, it's fun to watch a bad film.
But did you? Okay. Did you think it was worse than Morbius?
No.
See,
Few
I think it's easily worse.
things.
Easily.
Maybe it's not, maybe it is worse, but
Technically, it's worse.
I think Morbius to me was more like aggravating as a film and as the concept of the film and the stuff that goes on in the film and all that kind of thing, like the plot and stuff. I found a lot more just like, oh, if you were like Dean right now, you have to watch Madame Web or you have to watch Morbius. I'm watching Madame Web every day of the week.
Okay, you know, that's fair.
Because in a lot of ways, I think Madame Web's biggest crime was that it was pretty boring.
Madam Web or Morbius?
Madame Web.
Yeah, it was very, yeah.
And I think that's the its biggest crime is the fact that you're kind of sitting there like, oh.
But like at least Morbius, like the way it was, like looking at like the technical side of Madam Web, it was awful. I mean, everybody's talking about the ADR, which like got so bad that like on screen I didn't know who was talking because the person talking wasn't moving their mouth. That was bad. At the ending, we're gonna talk about spoilers a little bit here. I don't know if I maybe like fell asleep for half a second. But in one shot, it literally goes from Ezekiel has his mask on, and then it's off.
There's a few things like that. Do you know, I forgot until we re-listened to our episode. Do you remember the bit in Morbius when the two detectives chase him to the top of the building? He jumps off the building and then they're magically already at the bottom of the building.
Yeah.
It was like three times a very similar thing happened in Madame Web. And I'm like, this is just a Sony thing because I don't like I've never seen a film with like this like thing like characters teleporting so egregiously.
I like Madam Web. I think I'm more likely to rewatch again if we're like and with a bunch of buddies, or just, we just want to crap on a movie. Because Morbius,
Madam Web is 100% funny bad.
it's funny bad. Morbius is just bad bad, but I do think it has a more cohesive plot. The CGI is better. The CGI is better.
That's really saying something.
Yes, it
Every time
is.
my what I always go to is Morbius is like a what you would call a chip packet just flying in the wind. That's how he flies to places.
Yeah. But like at least more like his like trail effect at times it looked cool.
Yeah, like
Like
it
you could
had a
see where they
look.
were going.
Like you could see what was happening in Morbius for all of it until the fight at the end. You could understand what was
Right.
happening on the screen.
And like when he's like testing out his new powers, like the boss, like there are some almost cool parts of that movie. But there's none in this movie.
Yeah. I'm thinking now. I'm sure there was one like I what I like about this, I don't mind the start of this film before any Madame Web stuff happens and she's just, you know, going around doing some paramedic stuff. Like I don't hate that.
It's fun, like the dialogue. I think one thing me and my friend were really complaining about is they. So there's they do this thing where we're kind of going along with Cassie, and she's getting confused, like because time isn't being linear, and she's seeing things non-sequentially, and you're supposed to be confused with her, right? That's the idea, but then they don't. First of all, it doesn't get me confused. Like it gets me legitimately con like it gets me too confused because I don't actually know what's going on, and it's too fast that my brain can't keep track of things. And then her like okay, that's how her powers work. That's how her powers work. And then they show it differently. Like it's never consistent as like how she sees the future. and so you can't track it. I don't know. They didn't. It was done kind of sloppily.
I think the best part about this film, and simultaneously the worst part about this film, is the dialogue. And in my mind, the dialogue, there's such stupid. I've got a list of my favorite pieces of dialogue in this film, and I wrote it down. And I've been sitting here thinking, the dialogue in this film really reminds me of something. And I just went through the list of all the bad films we've talked about on this podcast. And I think it really gives me Star Wars prequels vibes. In the kind of ways, like they say things in a way no human would ever say them. And then they just kind of pause and look at each other. And then like one of the Letterboxd reviews I read about this film, which I thought was very true, was like the dialogue of this film was filmed over like with Zoom delay. Because they like one of them will say something and then there's a pause and then someone will be like, and yes, I do.
No, I agree with that statement. But where the prequels can get away with it, this movie cannot.
The prequels doesn't entirely get away with it, but
it like at least it's like consistent over all three movies.
Yeah.
And it's like it's a you kind of it's a vibe, all of it.
Do you want to hit my favorite points?
Yes, very much so.
So the first one, everyone knows this line. When you accept responsibility, great power will come. Which, to me, is the opposite of what the original Spider-Man quote is trying to say. The original Spider-Man quote, with great power comes great responsibility. So if you have great power, you have a responsibility to use it justly. This line is, hey, if you're responsible, then you get rewarded with great power. It's just awful.
It was just, it doesn't make sense. And then they have the audacity to say it again. They're like, you know what? This is a banger. We need to.
It doesn't, yeah. Like I'm all for the audience. Reword. Like they reworded it in Spider-Man No Way Home. What does Aunt May say? She says, when you have great power, you must also have great responsibility or something like that.
You know what? No Way Home, I think, is the only one that gets away with it, because I believe what Aunt May says is what is actually said in the comics.
Yeah. But anyway.
So it's that solid. One, I'm like, fine.
Yeah. Okay. Next one. This is how the film ends. This is the last line of the film. The best thing about the future is it hasn't happened yet. The best thing about this film is that it's finished. That's good fun. This line probably needs some context. This is when Cassie leaves the kids in the woods, goes back to her apartment and is looking through the suitcase, and the cat sits down and looks at her. And she looks up at the cat and goes, wait a minute, cat. And then goes back to looking through the suitcase. It just made me laugh a lot.
I did laugh at that one too.
And then the best line in the film, the one which really, really made me laugh, said by, I think, the worst character in this film with the worst performance. Any guesses who I'm going to say?
Ezekiel?
Yeah.
I really hope the one you're going to say is the one I'm thinking of.
What are you thinking of? I want to hear your one first.
Maybe my favorite line is at the climax of the movie.
Yeah.
And Ezekiel looks at Dakota Johnson and he goes, you can't save all three of them.
And then she does. And
then she instantly is like, oh. And then she saves all three of them.
Have you seen that TikTok of which of these things didn't happen in Madam Web?
Yeah.
Yeah. My favorite Ezekiel line is, they may be teenagers now, but one day they'll have powers. What does that even mean?
Oh my god.
There's so many things that guy said, and I was like, what is going on right now?
He's easily the worst Marvel villain of all time.
I think so. I don't, this is what I was gonna say earlier on. Lots of people, before I watched this film, all the TikTokers were like, this might be the worst superhero film ever. I don't think it is.
What do you think is the worst?
I don't think this is worse than
I think it's a contender.
I don't think it's worse than Fantastic. I don't think it's worse than Daredevil. I haven't
seen Daredevil. Fantastic is pretty bad. But I think it's in the running.
I think I'm just more upset with Fantastic because I'm like, you had the source material. This film has the disadvantage of not having the source material to build off of, which is obviously their own stupid fault, but.
Yeah. But like also with Fantastic, it's like with a Sony movie, you're going into it, you're like this can't be good. But like a, when you I remember seeing, well actually I don't no, I had to see Fantastic in theaters.
I did.
But like we were holding out hope for that movie.
Do you want, can I just go through some of some I wrote down some thoughts about like quite a lot of thoughts about this film, and I can I just
Okay.
rattle through them before we
Yeah,
move
go
on?
for it.
Okay. Very much sponsored by Pepsi, as everyone is saying.
What? Yeah. Oh my God, can I make a quick note?
Yeah, go on. Jump in at any point.
She ha is handed a Pepsi can. She holds it for at least 2, 3 minutes, never opens it.
That's because she's
Continue.
still waiting for that beer. She's like, I'm not drinking this Pepsi. This isn't on my list. It's so weird how awkward she is at the baby shower. Like, I just don't get it.
My silly friend didn't realize that that baby shower was for Peter Parker.
Really, I did very early on. It was when, as soon as we saw they were pregnant, I went, ooh, and then Will looked at me. I was like, Peter Parker. And he was like, oh, okay. Like, so he would have figured it out eventually, but I said it because I knew it. I first in my brain, I knew it was coming when he was like, because obviously I knew Adam Scott was Ben Parker. How do you feel about the Peter Parker stuff?
What do you mean, the Peter Parker stuff?
I mean, how do you feel that they decided just to like lob in the Parkers for.
I mean, it's doesn't fine. It Mary Park, like that whole arc was useless.
This is true. I'm glad that these films at least have are slightly connected to Spider-Man. You know, it's better than a Venom or a
They
Morbius
try.
when they're.
But like, I don't know if that's like even commendable at all. I think they realized nobody gives a shit about this movie. Can we get Peter Parker in there somehow? We can't use his name. What about May? We can't use. Okay, let's.
It's weird that they don't name, they never say Peter's name. Like, I was imagine, I was in my mind in the baby shower when they were like, guess the name. I was imagining she was going to get it first try and be like, oh, she can, like, this is a hint that she can see the future.
But no, they're like, what name is it? Sam? No, no,
Richard
no.
Ben? I think it's fine. Like, I don't have an issue. I like Adam Scott as Uncle Ben. Like, he's not bad in
Yeah,
this.
I mean, I like Adam Scott in general,
Yeah.
so.
And he's like, I think he's a solid cast. He's proper good casting for young.
Yeah.
You know what I think this film does do well?
What?
It makes the three younger women look like teenagers. At no point in that film did I look at Sydney Sweeney and go, she looks like she's in her late 20s. You know?
I don't, they didn't. I don't know. It to me at least, it was getting a little bit of like a Sam Raimi-esque casting.
I don't think I don't is nowhere near, I think it was on like a level with like Tom Holland. No way near was it as bad as Tobey Maguire.
I don't know. Well, how old were they while filming? Wait, go through
So
your list. I'm gonna
Sydney
look this
Sweeney
up.
was the oldest, and I think she's 27. So Isabella Merced, who's playing Hawkwoman in Superman Legacy, is 22. So she's like close enough in age to.
Oh yeah, so she was actually like 20 while filming.
Yeah. But Sydney Sweeney is like 27, and so she was 25 while filming. So it's not that bad.
Yeah.
And I think she did, they did look, you know, a teenager. Anyway, back to my list of thoughts. This is a weird point. I like, and I was laughing at the scene. So Ezekiel wanted to get like this. Equipment off of an NSA or CIA or FBI lady or whatever. And his plan is he sleeps with her. Like, there's no reason why he has to do that part. And then he wakes up in the middle of the night and he starts talking about, oh, I see these three girls in my sleep every night and I'm going to go and find them and murder them. And she's like, oh, okay. And then he says something that threatens her and then she goes for her gun. And I'm like, lady, you need to get out there, like, seriously, pick up vibes a lot better. And he just tells her, her no, her, his plan for no reason. I wrote down a joke about this film before I realized it was set in 2003.
Okay.
In my mind, this film was set in 2001. I don't know why, but in the back of my mind, the entire film, I think I thought it was set in 2001. And I wrote, if Madame Webb could see the future, why didn't she stop 9/11?
Wow.
And I think the reason I assume this movie was set in 2001 was because of how easy she got to Peru.
Yeah.
That's got to be a pre 9/11 world that she.
I saw a critique delving further into that critique. And she's also like actively like being searched for by the police. Yeah. She's a wanted person.
But we don't know if they know who she is.
That's true.
But I 100%. And it's the fact that, I mean, we don't know how long that the kids are with Ben Parker with, but she flies to Peru, gets into the middle of the Peruvian wilderness, has a conversation with some dude,
mm-hmm.
and then leaves the Peruvian wilderness, flies home, gets back to New York.
Yeah.
Like it's
it had to be, by the way it's communicated, it had to be less than a week.
Yeah. And it just, like, you don't see any, you don't, there's not even like a shot of her sitting on a plane and looking out the window and being like, do, 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 do. She's just in Peru.
The movie should have stayed in Peru somehow.
The movie shouldn't have gone to Peru.
Yeah. Well, because they did the whole stupid, in the beginning, there's like, when she is ready, she will come back.
Yeah, but then why us. That guy could have just been like, oh, I came to New York because I felt your powers activate. So then I'm here to talk to you. That would have worked. Anyway, they got off the building fine. This is the bit I was talking about. The film ends with the giant climax of them on an exploding building. And they're like, how are you going to get down off this building? She like falls slash jumps slash kills Ezekiel. She lands in the water, gets blinded, gets pulled out the water by the three girls. And the three girls are on the floor. Only one of them is wet. The other two are completely dry and they're just all on the floor. I was like, how did you, did they use spider powers to get off the building or something?
But also, not only did she get blinded by the firebolt.
Yeah.
But not like a, like she opens her eyes immediately after getting hit by the firebolt and then she's just like, her eyes look like she's been blind for a while. And then she's also paralyzed.
Yeah.
Somehow.
It's just the fact that they got off the roof so easily. The other thing that annoyed me is the fact that they're hiding at Ben's house or Ben's sister's house, Ben's sister-in-law's house. And like Ezekiel Sims is like, oh, I'm watching all of the girls' friends and like houses and families' houses and everything. Why aren't you watching that house? That's got to be right near the top of the list. You're like, oh, I know Cassie Webb is hanging out with them. Who does Cassie Webb talk to? Oh, she has one friend. Let's figure out where he is and keep an eye on him.
Yeah, well, I don't think that movie's that smart.
An ambulance crashes into Ezekiel.
That's true.
I like how Dakota Johnson's only
and a taxi also crashes into
in this film is crashing cars into people, but the ambulance one was insane. Like,
yeah,
how did that line up? What is on the other side of that? Like, number one, she just drove through a wall completely fine, and she got her aim completely right, and she and like there was a ramp nearby or whatever. Insane. Also, tiny nitpick. Ben Parker is a paramedic. Why did the ambulance still show up at his house? Clearly he knows to like, oh, I'll cancel that. Who cares? In Madame Webb's sleep, she talks to Ezekiel Sims.
Yeah.
And that conversation means nothing. That is that I know that was added in post. Because the next morning, Ezekiel Sims like, oh, I need to kill these girls because they kill me every night in my dreams. And then the next morning in the next scene, the girls are like, yeah, I still don't know why he wants to kill us. And Madame Webb's like, I don't know. I mean, who knows? And I'm like, no, you do know, Madame Webb. Have I mentioned that Madam Web is definitely going to jail?
What do you mean?
She's still, when the film ends, they're like, oh, you did kidnap these three girls, you're still going to jail. Nothing changed in that film to absolve her of the crime.
I mean, why do they have to have that moment of her, why does she need to be searched, being searched by for the police?
I
Why was
think
that
it is.
necessary?
Yeah, you are right.
Because they
It could
already can't go
surprise them.
anywhere because Ezekiel
Yeah.
will find them.
Yeah.
If it was a thing of like, oh, we're being kidnapped, and if the police report on us, Ezekiel will know where we are. It wasn't a thing of that. Ezekiel would know before the cops would. So
Yeah, I mean, this is my final point. I think this is my
yes.
final point. Oh no, I've got no, I'll keep this as my final point. I could talk about this film for a lot longer. The funniest part of the film is in the scene in the hospital at the end, where so Madame Webb is in the hospital bed with the three girls. And then a nurse walks into the room and she goes, are you all immediate family? And they go, yeah. And then the nurse is like, okay, and just turns around and leaves the room again. And it just made me laugh because I'm like, what was the point? And then the nurse just walks in and just walks back out straight away. Like she's holding a clipboard and everything. It just made me giggle.
Yeah, it was bad. It was a bad moment.
What do you feel about the three spider girls?
They were
Like,
fine. They were bad. Because I after I watched this movie, I just watched so many videos bashing it.
yeah.
And I think the Nostalgia Critic, have you ever, do you know who the Nostalgia Critic is?
Absolutely.
He said that if any of the three Spider-Woman were cast as Madame Web, it would have been a more interesting movie.
Yeah.
Because they're all entertaining. All the three Spider-Women are entertaining.
They
I
have
don't
good,
think
like they're
casting
pretty
stuff's
good. They
entertaining.
work as like chemistry. Obviously, like it's not the point of the film, but they work as a trio.
Yeah.
Apart from some real dodgy dialogue, especially from Isabella Merced. I don't know how to differentiate which girl's which, but she's the skater. She goes, "Oh, I've never said this before, but you're actually a good teacher." And that line, I was like, oh.
Wait, Isabella Marchette isn't the skater, that's Lester
Oh, no,
O'Connor.
sorry. You are right. Yes. Yes. I'm just being
To be fair, I do have the cast list pulled up.
okay. Yeah, I was just thinking about her. Because she's hopefully going to have the biggest glow up ever from one film to the next of going from Madame Web to Superman Legacy.
Yes, fingers crossed.
Yeah. My final thing about the three girls was it felt a bit weird that like so many times we just saw this older man brutally murder three teenage girls.
Yeah, and we never knew why. Like, we knew, obviously, they kill him.
Yeah.
But we don't know why they kill him. Like, I don't know. There's so, it's.
That's the other thing, because I think the scene where they just burst into his house and throw him out a window is also pretty brutal. I'm like, oh, these aren't nice. Like, that's not a Spider-Man thing. It's not something like.
Right.
But also, it's the whole thing of in this universe now, there's Madame Web and there's four spider people, not counting the tribe in Peru that are
Right.
already Spider-Manning before Spider-Man shows up. And then when he gets spider powers, like Aunt May might be like, oh yeah, I remember your Uncle Ben telling me about all these people.
That's crazy.
Oh.
All right. So, are we done with our thoughts on Madam Web?
No, but let's move on.
All right, so now we're going to get into a. We'll try to keep this as brief as possible, but an overview of our original Sony Cinematic Universe.
Yes.
I do have the role, the rules
Yes, okay. So
that
I set
we.
out some rules for us.
So originally, 2 years ago, we set out a base layer of rules.
Yeah.
That's one. We can't change any of the movies that already have released.
Yeah.
Two, we can't cancel any upcoming movies. Three, only thing Sony can do, so we can't have Iron Man show up in Madam Web 2.
Yeah.
Four, we have to acknowledge every loose thread.
Yeah.
Which we didn't in the other episode. That didn't end up happening.
No. I mean,
the fifth, and I think most important rule, is Dean can't complain about Jared Leto.
I feel like my anger for him has at least reduced. Well, it's definitely reduced from, you know, the week Morbius was released. That was if we were drafting this, that was the peak. And the second peak involves the Empire State Building for some reason. I'm still like, I don't know why that affected me so much. Anyway, so when this podcast came out, the only Sonyverse films were Venom 2 and
Morbius.
So everything, and at the time, the only announced films that were coming out were Madam Web, Venom 3, and Kraven the Hunter. Three films that are all coming out this year. Probably. Who knows? Venom 3,
I don't know. Because Kraven comes out in November, right?
Yeah, the release date is for this year, but
we'll see.
Just burn it all. Honestly. I'm ending the episode here. The way to fix the Sony universe is just burn it all. I'm like, after watching Madam Web, I am a believer in that this universe is gone too far. It is unsalvageable.
I do legitimately think it is unsalvageable.
Like, there's no way. Like, sure, if you have one bad film in Morbius, and then like, no, Venom 1 and Venom 2 are fine. Like, they're pretty good. And then you could do stuff with Morbius that's interesting. The thing is with Morbius, despite like my thoughts on the actor, the character could work in other things, you know.
And he could work as a team too.
He could work in a team up film. Madam Web, I don't know, you know. And the Madam Web can't. I don't know what else this character can do.
Fortunately, though, although Madam Web kind of flopped on all fronts and didn't stay close to what we were looking at all. Mm-hmm. Not even close to our plan that we have for this movie.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we weren't trying to predict it.
No, we weren't, but like,
yeah,
whatever. But the three Spider-Women that were introduced, technically speaking, we don't have to include in our cinematic universe. As far as up, because they get their powers, it was never determined when they get their powers. So theoretically, they get their powers after everything.
I think they're the most interesting part of Madam Web.
That's true, and we can.
Yeah.
Put no. Them in,
yeah.
But we don't have to, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I agree. But I'm just saying, my point is, those three are the only actual superheroes we have in this universe.
That's true.
The rest of them are just dudes.
Okay, so. Let's briefly, Kraven the Hunter, or Kraven the Hunter movie, I think, is the most bland of what we were planning to do.
I'm sure we're not far off what that film's about.
Right, and it does have Rhino in it.
Yeah. So our pitch for Kraven the Hunter was that he goes on a hunt to catch three Spider-Man villains, just, you know, because he loves hunting people and it's the thrill of the hunt and blah, blah, blah. And he goes for Rhino. He goes for, was it Lizard?
Mm-hmm.
And Scorpion? Rhino, Scorpion, and Mr. Negative. And they were all like multiversal dudes. And while he's doing this, Chameleon is trying to stop him as a part of this spy agency. And that was Kraven.
Right, and then we had
the whole... What we didn't account for is that everyone knows that Kraven as a character loves animals and is trying to protect them.
Right, obviously. But one thing that movie includes is Chameleon.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a good segue into our Madam Web idea.
Yeah, do you want to explain this one?
So, what our idea was for Madam Web was that was she working for Chameleon?
Yeah, so she's a part of a spy agency, yeah.
She's a part of a spy agency, and her entire life, she just figured she had really good intuition, just like Domino from Deadpool. Like, she got lucky, and Madame Web has just good intuition and can predict things very accurately. But it's actually just her being able to see into the multiverse and
Yes.
seeing all those things, which makes her the big tie for the entire cinematic universe and pulling in eventually different Spider-Men. But then, once Chameleon, her boss, figures out about her ability, he wants it so that he could literally transform into anybody because he has this multiversal
Yeah.
tool.
And then she saves the day at the end in a big fight by bringing in Spider-Gwen,
Yes.
played by Emma Stone. And in this film, Sydney Sweeney plays Black Cat.
So, how easily do you think?
Can I ask you a question first before we get into our rewrite?
Yeah.
If when we were filming that episode, I went, Harlan, I've got the perfect plot for Madame Web. This guy has these nightmares of these three spider women murdering him. So he goes and tries and kill them. But Madame Web can sort of see the future. So she tries and stops him from killing these three girls. And the film ends without them getting superpowers and this guy dying. And Madame Web is blinded and can see the future. And also, Peter Parker is born during the events of this film.
I give you an Oscar.
Like it's the fact that we were talking about this film 2 years ago, we were planning a plot for it. Well, I was listening while we were planning a plot for this film. I was like, it is completely just you could have given us a million attempts to write down a plot for this film. We would not have got
No, we would have written down a million better options just
it.
because, like, we have functioning brains. Like, that's it. I could have given my cat a million chances and he would have written down a better script.
I'm sorry to talk about Madame Web again, but I did just remember my maybe another really big complaint I have with this film.
Okay, go for it.
So it's kind of there's Groundhog Day-esque moments when she sees the kids die and then she gets to try it again, like in the diner. Every time it happens, it only happens twice. Like, I think it would have been such a more compelling scene if you see her fail like five times in quick succession. And she has to figure out like the perfect chain of events to
Yeah.
work like Groundhog Day. But instead, every single time she's like, oh, they died. Second attempt did it.
Exit. Yep.
Okay, anyway.
That's totally fair. So, nothing from our Madame Web idea came into the actual movie.
No.
Like, it sounds like almost like a Sony exec saw our video and was like, okay, we need to make sure we don't have to pay them $15,000 each. And then they did nothing.
Yeah, we did say that if they use our ideas, they are us 15K each. And that still applies.
And yes, it still does. Amy, we're paying it, we're watching
That's
you.
not like that's like a fraction of the Madam Web box office. And this film's making no money, so you're fine. Anyway.
So, the way Madam Web ended,
Yes.
I think we need to try to find a way to still make it work. Okay. It was
I
unfortunate.
think that's incredibly difficult considering that the ending of Madam Web does not work.
What's unfortunate that the next movie
Yeah.
for us was going to be Spider-Man versus Venom.
Yes, The Amazing Spider-Man vs. Venom was our film, and it's basically because of the multiverse hijinks that
Madam Web caused.
Madame Web causes that Andrew Garfield ends up in the Venom verse, and he fights Venom for a bit, and then they realize Toxin is the real villain, and they fight Toxin, and then they're like, "Hey, I'm going to stick around in this universe, and I'm going to move to New York." And then he goes to New York, and Venom's like, "Hey, cool, I'm going to stick in San Fran."
So, okay. We can change Kraven.
Yes, like we've seen a trailer, so we can't be like, I think we have to stick to what we know. Should we go through what the entire films were before we talk about change and stuff? So after the Venom Amazing Spider-Man crossover, there's a Sinister Six film. The Sinister Six team is Morbius, Vulture, Venom, Toxin, Black Cat, Vulture. Did I say I said Vulture? Who was number six?
We got
Venom,
Morbius.
Morbius, Vulture, Venom, Toxin, Black Cat, Kraven. I forgot Kraven. And basically, Madame Web is like, hey, this guy called Null, who's like the king of the symbiotes, and he also appears in Venom 3 briefly in our version. It's like, he's gonna destroy us and invade us or whatever, so you need to go. So they go on a nice space romp and they fail to stop Null, and he kills Eddie Brock, and they get to Earth, and the film ends. And then the next film, Madame Web has been taken over by a symbiote, and they need to go and save Madame Web. When they save Madame Web, she's like, yo, I'm going to use my powers, and she summons like all the spider people. And then you get Tom Holland, Andrew Garfield. Andrew Garfield reunites with a Spider Gwen, and you get Tobey Maguire, and you get Spider Ham, and you get his name's left my brain. The guy from Spider-Verse,
Jake Johnson.
Jake Johnson as Spider-Man, and all cool stuff like that.
And all, did you talk about how Eddie Brock died in the part
Yes,
one?
yeah.
And I think that's such a cool like idea of like the symbiote saying goodbye to Eddie and then like Kraven taking it and
Yeah.
then the way Null is killed.
Yeah, the pitch we had part of the final battle was that like you have a scene of Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield, Tom Holland, and Emma Stone all fighting Null, and the symbiote like jumping between them, and you get to see like black suits of all of them, and you see like the Raimi black suit return and stuff like that.
And then, as a final blow, Kraven
Yeah,
uses the
kills them.
Necro Sword on Null.
But
And
Kraven wouldn't do
then.
that because he loves all life. He's just
Right, but Null is.
he's a loving guy. He just wouldn't hurt a su he
That's
wouldn't hurt a
true.
fly. Apart from that
He
line.
actually is a path. He's just picking daisies while
Yeah.
this is going on.
Yeah,
But considering the sword is too powerful for Kraven, he starts like. Getting like killed by it, and then Venom jumps on him, and it's an epic moment where, yeah,
my
okay.
final my the final wrinkle on all this, another reason why all of this isn't going to work, is because there are now more projects announced than there were when we
Do
last
you have a
talked.
list up?
I looked at the list and I remember them. So the movies coming out, Venom 3, Kraven, they're the two that are like sorted and are definitely coming out. It was recently discussed that El Muerto actually isn't cancelled. Did you see this? That Bad Bunny has left the project, but they're like, no, we can still make this film about a guy who has only appeared in two Spider-Man comics. And then the other two ones are a Silk TV show, which just had its like entire cast, not cast, creative team overhauled, and a Spider-Man Noir TV show. And then there's also a Beyond the Spider-Verse, obviously, and there's a Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse women spin-off.
What? Women's spin-off?
Yeah, they're making like an all-female spin-off of Spider-Verse, supposedly.
Cool. So fortunately, I think Silk, Spider-Man Noir, and Beyond the Spider-Verse don't have to factor in that heavily.
No,
Because they can just be like pulled
they can
in.
show up in the big fight at the end if we're still doing that.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just thinking about El Muerto.
El Muerto.
That's gonna be the it's got if like Madame Web has appeared in a lot of comic books. Morbius has appeared in a lot of comic books, and these films are awful. If like there's some kind of if there's a, like a gradient between the quality of the film and amount of comic book appearances, like because Venom films are fine and he's been in lots of comic books, and El Muerto is going to be the worst film of all time.
Okay. This is a beginning of an idea. I don't know how you can make it work.
Okay, so can we just clarify now? Our plan A for the Sony verse is to burn it all to the ground. We will now discuss plan B.
Right. Plan B. What if El Muerto was the guy that Spider-Man beat in, like, in his, like, you know how...
In the wrestling.
Got 3 minutes. Three minutes of me time. That's El Muerto.
Yeah.
And that could be a way to tie Spider-Man into this.
Sorry,
I don't
sorry.
Know.
I want to help, but genuinely, every time I hear the words El Muerto, I feel like I'm having like a panic attack. I'm just like, I can't deal with anything to do with El Muerto. If this film ever comes out, I think I will like have a heart attack like on my way to the cinema. Like, I can't deal with it.
How can we make this work?
I can't deal with El Muerto. It's like, what?
Do we make El Muerto? Set in the past, like, does he take place in the same universe as Spider-Man Noir?
I don't think he can, because that's all like 40s, like punching Nazis type of thing.
Yeah.
Hey, mate, I'm looking forward to Spider-Man Noir. You know, if he punches enough Nazis, you know my thoughts on that.
Nazis bad. That's your thoughts.
We watched Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, and every time Harrison Ford punched a Nazi, I was like, this film is incredible.
Okay. El Muerto.
Yeah.
Set in modern day.
Sure, yeah.
Modern day. This could be our opportunity to factor in some multiverse behavior.
But how is El Muerto?
I don't know.
No, sorry. I'm not helping you. I'm not. I feel like the last time we did this, one of our best podcast episodes, here, we're just fully losing it.
Okay, so the whole thing with what we're doing with the multiverse was 100% dependent on the Madam Web movie.
Yeah.
And the Madam Web movie was taken from us. They took it from us.
You could still give Madam Web multiversal powers. You could just say the three Madam Webs that showed up when she Madam Webbed all over the place were multiverse Madam Webs.
Okay.
Harlan, we have done 28 Silver Linings. We've probably done another 10 rewrites of other films and sequels to films and like all these sort of rewrites. Mm-hmm. We've probably done about 40 rewrites. Do you think we have finally been defeated and we just throw in the towel?
I refuse, Dean. We have to at least find a way to make this work.
Okay.
Without canceling anything.
Not
it
even
can be worse. That's okay.
Does he even have superpowers?
Okay, wait, Hubble. What about this?
Okay.
What if in Kraven, in the Kraven movie, El Muerto is killed? And then the El Muerto movie is like a Black Widow of the MCU. We get like a prequel that makes no difference at all.
Okay, in my mind, when you said he's killed in Kraven, sorry, I just imagine that he's just some background character that just gets shot. Or even better, just halfway through a Kraven scene, like he's mid-sentence, we just cut to a different room. This guy gets shot in the chest, and then it just cuts back to Kraven. I know I'm not helping.
But what do you think about that?
Yeah, because the thing is, he's no use in a Sinister Six team.
No use at all. So we just make him really good in Kraven and then give him his own little movie and call it a day. Okay, but then you have to work with me again. You got to keep on working with me. We have to find a way, because I don't want to redo it all. We have to find a way for Andrew Garfield to show up in Venom 3.
It can't be the Amazing Spider-Man vs. Venom as a film, though.
Why not?
Because that's not, we like the film is being filmed, you know. I don't know. You know,
But it could be a Deadpool and Wolverine situation. We don't know.
yeah, but that was announced before the film was filmed, you know.
Yeah, but yeah.
What if we just slot in the Amazing Spider-Man 3 after Venom 3, and that can have Venom in it?
Okay. We can do that.
Yeah. So we have Kraven the Hunter, which is Kraven just like it doesn't really have to link to much, but it just sets him up, and the film ends with Vulture and Morbius landing in front of him, going, "Hey, we should do some good," and or like Madame Web comes to visit, because you could still do the whole thing of like, but well, we discussed this in our previous episode of like Madame Web recruits this specific team of people. Because she's like, you're the only people that can do what needs to be done, and I know this because I can see the future. So she can show up and be like, you're needed.
Yeah. Do you know what would be interesting?
John.
If we have one of the Spider Women actually like not become a Spider Woman because it was her destiny, that once she was told it was her destiny, it didn't happen, and then she grew resentful, leading her to becoming Black Cat.
Sure. Sydney Sweeney's Black Cat.
We well, I do really want, like, I want to keep her as Julia Carpenter,
Yeah, okay.
because that's
What
one of
are
the,
the
like,
other
that is the
two?
most well-known Spider-Woman out of the
That's
three.
the thing. Why didn't they put Jessica Drew in this film? Why did you they have to go with three obscure?
Well, Julia Carpenter's in it.
Yeah, but like you'd still you said Spider-Woman, you'd still say Jessica Drew first.
I think I'd have to say Julia Carpenter first only because of this movie. And because Julia Carpenter in the movie wears a necklace that says Julia. Anyways.
Yes. Dude, the thing about my biggest issue, and I don't know if this is helping us in any way form what to be done. The biggest issue with Sony's Marvel Universe is undoubtedly the characters they choose to make films about. Venom. That sort of makes sense. I'm still like sort of against the idea of Venom films because Spider-Man's not in them and that's weird. But Venom films work as a concept. Morbius and Madame Web, El Muerto, obviously, just ridiculous ideas. Kraven, that works as a standalone thing. My
Yeah.
thing has always been, why don't they make Black Cat, Spider-Woman, Spider-Girl, Silk, Miles Morales? Spider-Man Noir, which they're now doing. Why don't Spider-Man 2099? There are so many Spider-Man characters they could make films about, but they just refuse to. And that this point is kind of not leading somewhere like I was hoping it would mid-rant.
Oh, man.
So,
Okay.
Venom 3, Venom fights Toxin. We don't need to go into details. Maybe Morbius, he teams up with Morbius. And he
In
just
Venom.
mobs over everyone.
Okay, well, Venom 3 can still be Venom versus Toxin.
Yes, yeah.
And in the end, they could come to a draw.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think why not chuck in like Morbius or Vulture or whoever into that film, you know?
Morbius, I think, would make the most sense.
Yeah. Chuck Morbius in. Why not?
And then at the end, considering Null still arrives, Madame Web senses that.
Yeah.
And then that's what starts her pulling other
So, yeah.
people.
So she recruits the team. Does she still have these multiversal powers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that film leaves it open enough where her powers are still so vague that we can do whatever we want
Yeah,
with
you
them.
could say instead of seeing like possible futures, she sees branches of the multiverse.
Yeah.
So she brings in Andrew Garfield. Then we get the Amazing Spider-Man 3, which we can Venom can be the co-star in. It can be the Amazing Spider-Man and Venom. Are they
I
fighting
do
each other?
think,
Yes.
at the end of Venom 3, Dakota Cassie doesn't pull him in, but she goes to his universe and we see Andrew Garfield. Because I think we do need some, if it's The Amazing Spider-Man 3, we still need some time of him still in his universe. Because the fan, like, that would be insane for us to be like, here's a third one. You don't get anything from the two other movies.
That's true. So what if Amazing Spider-Man 3 is set in Andrew Garfield's universe? We make it like a Miles Morales introduction film. Do you do anything with Spider-Gwen? I would say no.
No, because
Okay.
she's dead.
I mean, yeah, but like, and then at the end, Madame Web is like, yo, come on, shoop, and brings Andrew Garfield through. So
Right,
this film
and
is
I
like,
think the
yeah.
big bad in TASM 3 could either be
Electro.
Electro,
El Muerto.
El Muerto, maybe Doc Ock,
Yeah, Doc Ock, Mr. Negative, maybe.
Mr. Negative, but who is Mr. Negative the villain of? He
We
was
put him
in
in.
Kraven.
We put him in Kraven, yeah.
Is he still in Kraven?
I don't know.
Let's make him Mr. Negative because I think
Oh,
seeing
yeah.
Aunt May at Feast and like that whole
That's true.
thing, that would be cool.
And yeah, the issue with doing someone like Doc Ock is that he'd be like, oh, I met you in the alternate universe.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, and then at the end of the film, he gets flipped into the multiverse and she's like, hey, I need your help.
Yeah, and then,
Sinister Six go on their mission, same team.
but now Andrew Garfield's there.
That's true. Is he on the Sinister Six? Just drop Toxin from the team and yeah.
Could make him a part of. You know what? I
Spider-Man
honestly
and
think
the Sinister Six.
I think this would be a fun thing to do every time a new Sony movie's released, is adjusting our thing. And every time a new Sony movie comes out, the our plan is going to get worse. You know what I mean?
I don't want to watch anymore.
You're gonna watch
Please
them all,
don't.
Dane.
Please don't make me.
You know you're going. You would do it either way.
I would have watched it. I don't. There is. I'm saying this. I'm put this on the record. If I'm wrong, we could think of like some kind of punishment. There is no way, Kraven the Hunter is worse than Morbius and Madame Web.
If it is, I will lose. Like, I'm still holding out hope for Kraven the Hunter.
I don't think it's going to be a good film. I don't think it'd
No.
be better than Venom or Venom 2.
I think it is a chance to be better.
Yeah, it might be like a Black Widow quality.
But I would say.
I think Black Widow is better than Venom. I
Me
think Black
too.
Widow is like the peak this film could reach. Something like that. Black Widow, I was trying to think of a mediocre superhero film, and then my mind just filled with dozens from the last 12 months.
Okay.
So then the second
And
film's the
so,
same. And then I'm
right.
guessing when Eddie Brock dies, Venom just joins with Andrew Garfield.
Yeah.
And then the film is the same, and you have the big team up at the end, and you have Spider-Gwen come in, and you have Tom Holland and Tobey Maguire and Spider-Man Noir and Silk from their
Yep.
TV shows.
And then when Kraven gets a symbiote at the super finale, it'll be really cool.
Yes.
We've never seen it before.
Yes. I have an off-topic question.
Yes.
Is that our plan? Anything else to?
I think we got it. Vulture still makes the ultimate sacrifice.
Sorry, I just can't take it seriously when you start talking about Vulture in this universe. I'm like, oh yeah, he's there. It's like I was talking about this with Will. Do you know how Ezra Miller is for the rest of time sealed with George Clooney in the Batman universe?
Yeah.
The rest of time, Michael Keaton is just sealed with Jared Leto in the Morbius universe.
Two of the worst possible outcomes.
And like two good... No, that's a lie. Michael Keaton's the only good character out of those four options.
Yeah, that's tough.
What was I going to say?
Yeah, what was your off-topic question?
Oh, my off-topic question. I think I had something to say before. This, like, it's fine. Who cares? Who would you cast as Spider-Man Noir?
Well, Nick Cage is a little old.
Yeah, would you go for like someone like in their 30s? Would you go for a Tom Holland contemporary or older?
30s, I think. 30, mid-30s, maybe even late 40s, because I don't think Spider-Man Noir is a big-time gig.
What about Joseph Gordon-Levitt?
Yeah, I like him. That's a good idea.
That's just, yeah. Okay, the question, okay, what I think we do need to figure out.
Yeah.
That we forgot in our pitch is, what are the spider women doing?
Well, one of them turns into...
Yes, Black Cat.
Black Cat, and I think that should be Isabella Merced.
Yep.
And then... Do we want the other two Spider-Women to have their powers?
Yeah. I mean, we said we have to fulfill every loose thread, and I think that counts.
Yeah.
They get bitten by a spider off-screen, and then they have powers. Do they have a role in the Sinister Six? I think maybe you do, like, there's an Earth team trying to sort something
out.
Yeah,
they're on the Earth, and when they come back, because the whole Sinister Six team is late. They're late to coming back to Earth.
Yeah.
And we could have it where the two Spider-Women are, they're still holding their ground.
Yeah.
And maybe when Madame Web is captured, that's when they send a message out to the Sinister Six, being like, we need your help.
So then the big question is, in this, Madame Web and Morbius and Venom take place in the same universe. Is there a Spider-Man?
In this universe? Well, I mean, there's a Peter Parker.
Yes, there's a Peter Parker. I mean, who knows? There could be a David Parker for all we know. Wouldn't that be really funny if we just found out that he was never named Peter?
That would be actually very funny.
Yeah, he was called like Kane.
Man, I don't know. Because we kind of, I don't think there's a Spider-Man in this universe.
I think you could do something like that, where like, here's a pitch. The reason Noel attacks Earth is because he's like, oh, this is a universe without Spider-Man, so I'm not going to be stopped.
Right. But Madame Web, I think, is like the replacement almost.
Yeah.
And the reason why she's so important is because...
Morbius.
You're saying Morbius is the most powerful one there?
He's the replacement.
I see. Yeah, so true. Which makes the end credit scene in Morbius super confusing when he says, I think it has something to do with Spider-Man.
Yeah, but we know there isn't a Spider-Man in the Morbius, in the Morbverse, because Venom doesn't know who Spider-Man is.
Okay. Did we finish it?
Yes, so our plan for the Sony universe is to burn it to the ground.
But our next plan
is what we just said. Should we go for it quickly?
Yeah.
So Kraven the Hunter is pretty much a classic Kraven film. You know, he goes on a hunt, and then at the end of the film, he gets approached by Madame Web, and Madame Web is like, hey, I need your help for this thing. Venom 3, can you tell I've just lost all?
Yes, I can.
The past 2 years have clearly jaded me. Venom 3 is Venom vs. Toxin. And how does that film end?
Noel enters,
yeah,
attracts multiverse, Madame Web kicks in, and then we get a little preview of Andrew Garfield.
Yeah, and Morbius is like a secondary protagonist in Venom 3.
And I think a reason why they're looking at the multi, why Madame Web is looking at the Tasman universe, is because Mr. Negative is trying to play with what caused him, and that's kind of cracking into
yes
similar energy.
Here's a pitch for you. Why don't you just chuck in the Spider Woman in this film for like a scene, and like yeah. Venom is doing something he shouldn't be in the Spider Woman shop, and they're like, hey, stop that.
Yeah, I like that.
And then the next film is The Amazing Spider-Man 3. It's Andrew Garfield Spider-Man mentoring a Miles Morales while Mr. Negative is going on. Very similar to the video game, actually.
Oh, yeah. Oops. Anyways.
Hey, that's not a complaint. It's solid. And then after The Amazing Spider-Man 3, you have Spider-Man and the Sinister Six, because The Amazing Spider-Man 3 ended with Madame Web being like, hey, you got to come to my universe. Floop! And the Sinister Six go to space to stop Null while the Spider Women are doing something on Earth. And then Null gets to Earth, kills Eddie Brock. Film ends. Next film, they have to go and save Madame Web, who's been symbioted. And they save her. And then she brings through all the Spider-Men from across the multiverse. And also, El Muerto is a completely unconnected film that has nothing to do with anything.
No, that's not true. It's a prequel to Kraven the Hunter.
It's a prequel to Kraven the Hunter because El Muerto is in Kraven the Hunter. The thing is, we should have seen this episode was going to go this way, because it was a great episode last time. And I think we still had just a morsel of hope in this universe.
Yeah. And to be fair, I think we came at a disadvantage because we had such a solid idea. We had a solid plot.
Yeah.
And we loved it. And we didn't want to get rid of it. Ideally, we would take the time to throw everything we said out the window and do something completely different.
I think there is, you could do something really interesting with like the Spider Women showing up in Venom 3 and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And like, oh, Kraven could be hunting one of the Spider Women, like whatever. But the number one, you've got the hanging thread of Peter Parker. And I think, like, obviously they're not going to introduce a second Peter Parker in this film.
Right.
But if they did, it'd be so weird, because you're like, there's so much spider stuff going on in this universe already.
Right.
Overall, I started this episode by talking about how much better I felt after we spoke about Morbius when it first came out. I'm just feeling real defeated right now.
I'm sorry. It's what happens.
Oh, yeah. It's funny the effect that this one film has had on our plans.
Yeah, it ruined everything. You didn't think I wouldn't think it would be so disastrous, but here we are.
It was a fun, like, I'd, you know, Madame Web was a fun film. I would give it 4 stars.
I think it's a perfect film.
It is, like, I feel like it is kind of on like the level of The Room. Like, there's a few films we talk about. I think if we were doing a silver lining on this and it wasn't a new film, this would be like Mario Bros, I would imagine, where you would come in and you'd be like, this is one of the worst films I've ever watched. And I would be like, yo, this thing slapped. It was so stupid.
Do you know who Neil Breen is?
No.
Well, if you're looking for a good time, watch a Neil Breen movie. But they're all like Room quality films.
Yeah.
And this gives me Neil Breen vibes. This movie.
You know, also, if people are saying Madame Web is the worst superhero film of all time, they've clearly never watched Catwoman.
That's true.
There's no
way. But I think it's, I gotta say, I think it's on a similar level.
I don't think there's any way this film's worse than Catwoman.
Catwoman is really bad.
I barely remember what happens in that film, to be honest with you, but
yeah, I remember it too much, so I don't want to think about it.
I did fall asleep for like a solid 20 minutes of that film when we watched it for the podcast.
Is that the only one you've fallen asleep in?
Yeah, I think so.
I fall
Like you,
asleep
it's
in
so many.
Star Wars. No. Only
Oh,
two. Only two.
only two. I'm just
And that
remembering.
was Mac and Me
Yeah.
and Star Wars The Holiday Special.
Yeah.
And in my defense, those are two awful pieces of entertainment.
Mac and Me is nowhere near on the same level as
The Holiday Special?
special, yeah.
But they're neither of which are good, and you can't even say they're good. You, I will
I
just, I
enjoyed watching
will.
Mac and Me a lot more than I enjoyed watching the holiday special.
I wasn't in the right mood for Mac and Me, I think was the
No.
issue.
It's like when you watch Cat in Hat the first time.
True,
I
but you,
rewatched Cat
there's,
in the Hat
that's not
recently.
a, you need to be in, there's a, only a specific headspace for Cat in the Hat as an excellent movie.
But it is an excellent movie.
If you're in the, yes, if you're in the right, if you're willing to accept it.
If you're willing to accept it, you'd be happy to know, Harlan, that since I watched that film in this house a couple of weeks ago, me and Will have really increased our walker again. Oh,
All right, Dean, I need you to understand this. I do that all the time,
yeah.
right?
The thing is, the first time I watched the film, I never noticed the oh, yes, but you keep doing it.
Because he does it all the time.
He does. Yeah.
And, but the thing is, he has this, it's the same thing as the Kool-Aid Man. Because you know the Kool-Aid Man, right?
We don't have him, but yes, I know him.
Or he bursts through what door? He
Yeah.
bursts through walls and he goes, oh yeah. But
Yeah.
that's different from, oh yeah. You know what I
That was,
mean? Like it's.
yeah. There's subtleties there. With all our podcasts end on Cat in the Hat somehow. I said that last week when we talked to Harvey.
Wait, we do need a Morbius too. I
Why is
just
that?
forgot, but it can't take place in New York.
Where do you think it? What if he goes on the quest to make the best New York slice? Does Morbius take place in New York?
Yeah.
Okay. He goes on a quest. See, now you're not. when I left Madame Web, I was like, did that film take place in New York? And I was like, oh no, it definitely did. He goes on a quest to make the best New York slice. So he travels to the home place of pizza. Harlan? What would that sound like?
Well, I still can't find out.
You're busy
Yeah,
Googling.
it's New York. It takes place. It's supposed to be New York City.
Do you remember what does he do you remember that he calls Matt Smith in that film the name of his friend that died? And he's like,
That's
oh, I
so
call everyone
funny.
this because they died.
Milo. Milo.
Anyway, what would it sound like?
What
Morbius.
would that sound like?
Morbius 2, he goes on the quest to find the best, how to make the best New York slice, and he travels to the home place of pizza.
It would probably go something like, Mamma mia, it's Marvin time. Woof, where's my pizza?
Sorry, I'm sorry to keep to drag this episode out. We will end very soon. I have one question about Madame Web that I only just remembered.
Yeah.
They do the you wouldn't like me when I'm hangry joke twice.
And
Yeah.
Madam Web?
In Madame Web. Because
Yeah.
one of the spider women says that when they go to the diner. Oh, we need to go to the diner because you wouldn't like me when I'm hangry. And she says it twice. My question to you is that a joke about, is that a reference to the Hulk? Or is it the same joke that Morbius makes about the Hulk? Or is it a reference to Morbius?
I'm gonna go out on a limb. And I'm gonna say neither.
Really?
And I bet it is lazy writing to the like 16th power, right? They're just so lazy. Like, why do these people need food? Because they're hungry and they get angry. We need to eat because you wouldn't like me when I'm hangry. I think that's what it was. Because I didn't pick up on that as a Hulk joke. And
No,
I don't think.
I think they just made the same Hulk reference twice, though, because they did this. Like, that exact line is in Morbius. You wouldn't like me when I'm hangry. And that in Morbius, it definitely is a Hulk joke.
100. They do like a dramatic, like,
Yeah.
yeah.
So, but the fact that they say it twice in this, I think it's got to be a Hulk reference. And I think they just make the same joke twice. I don't think it's a Morbius reference. That would blow my mind.
No, they're not. That's not smart enough. They're not smart enough. All right.
That's it.
I think it's time to wrap it up. This is another long episode.
It is. Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening, everyone. I'm sorry for just...
But now we won't talk about Madam Web anymore. That's a lie. We definitely will, but not to this extent.
I'm sorry for my bitterness.
It's okay. I forgive you. I
was apologizing to the listeners. You don't get an apology.
Well, good, because I lied and I don't forgive you.
Okay. Next week, we'll be talking about something. I was about to say something.
Oh, and no, we won't be talking about something better.
No, we won't be.
All right, well.
You just
adios, everybody.
I'm just going to sit here quietly. You can wrap
adios,
it up.
Adios. Goodbye.